In high school baseball last night, the Cam Cougars survived another wild finish last evening as they beat St. Albert 4-3 in the Class 1A Substate 7 final in Harlan, and that gave the Cougars their first ever state tournament appearance with that victory. Deshaun Carr made a big play in center field for the second straight game to seal the win. With the tying run on third, Carr raced back and leaped a bit at the end to catch a hard hit ball from Eli Finn to grab the final out. Clinging to just a one-run lead, the Cougars got off to a shaky start in the seventh inning as the first batter was walked by Thomas Hensley. And for the second straight game, Marcus Doherty had to come in to relieve a pitcher out of a pitch count. The next man up, Danny Cook, reached on a controversial safe call at first. Doherty threw out the first base runner of the inning at third to get one out with runners still on at first and second. Garrett Rice then sent the first pitch he saw from Doherty to shallow left on a pop-up. Hensley made the catch despite colliding with left fielder Mitchell Williamson in the process. Cook then got to third on a steal that was another close tag call. And that's when Finn hit the deep ball that Carr made the play on that ended the ball game. Carr had a big throw to home for an out against Lennox on Saturday that prevented the tying run from scoring. After the game, he talked last night about making a big play again with that final catch.
Yeah, I mean, I just judged the ball right, almost tripped, but I caught it. Another almost cramp incident here, but came out on top and it looked pretty good. Yeah, it was really high. That was a really nice hit by him. I'll give it to him, but I just had the beat on it. First step's always back, coach says, and it was good.
Thomas Hensley had a big strikeout to leave the tying run on third in the bottom of the sixth inning after the Falcons had already scored two runs in that inning. Hensley picked up the win and had another solid outing for the Cougars, allowing three runs on eight hits with nine strikeouts and two hit batters. After the game, he talked about his team finding a way to get those defensive stops they needed in the close games.
Yeah, we definitely stepped up, definitely our defense. We've stepped up and we haven't let the pressure get to us quite yet. And that's what you got to do in these big games. You got to find a way to win.
A Cumberland Messina made a trip to the state baseball tournament in 1993, but this would be the first ever state trip for the Cam District that formed in 2003. Head coach Dan Doherty talked about the significance of moving on and his team's composure during the game.
It's huge, and I told him yesterday at practice, I said, don't go in there, you know, intimidated. I mean, I said, picture the celebration we're going to have when we get that final out this time compared to what we did in the district finals. I really didn't know what to expect with three freshmen on the infield. I didn't know, but yeah, I don't. They didn't act like they were nervous, so I don't know. I think that's a big part of it, is to get out ahead early, and then we're not pressing, you know, to try and get base runners. You know, we live to play another day.
Carr said the Cougars believed that they could get it done, and was overwhelmed by that accomplishment.
We came in here saying that everyone comes in 0-0 here, so anyone has a chance. So we proved that we could, you know, stay on top and do what we had to do. It's so surreal, like, that's just crazy, yeah. I'm just glad that I get to be on the team that did it.
Yeah.
The scoring included single runs in the second, third, fourth, and sixth innings for the Cougars. Darian Bernison had an RBI single that brought Carr across for the first run in the second. Mitchell Williamson had a solo homer in the third inning. Colby Nelson scored on a fielding error when Bernison put the ball in play. And Holstey came home on a fielder's choice in the sixth inning to round out the Cam scoring. St. Albert scored one in the fourth when Garrett Rice came home on a throwing error. The Falcons put two on the board in the sixth when Rice and Lance Wright crossed the plate. Brandon Williams took the loss for St. Albert, throwing five innings, allowing three runs on four hits with two walks and three strikeouts. Falcons season ends at 26-13. For the Cougars, they improved their record to 22-7, and they now head to the 1A state baseball tournament at Principal Park in Des Moines. The Cougars' opponent, game, date, and time won't be known until Wednesday night because two other Class 1A games were suspended or postponed last night. Cougars could play either Friday afternoon or Saturday afternoon in first-round action. In other 1A play last night, Remsen St. Mary's beat West Sioux 8-1. It was Hudson over Key 10-6. North Lynn beat Iowa Mennonite 2-0. Martinsdale St. Mary's 5-0 over Colfax Mingo. Akron Westfield down in Coon Rapids Bayard 13-4. Lisbon versus Burlington Notre Dame was postponed until tonight. And Bishop Garrigan versus Newman Catholic was suspended last night. With Newman Catholic up 4-1 in the fourth inning, that game will be finished up this evening. 2A play last night, it was Esterville Lincoln Central beating Cherokee Washington 13-6. Kemper Catholic a winner, 1-0 over Forest City to advance. Also winning, Trainer, they beat Tri-Center 4-0. Van Meter beat West Marshall 8-0. Centerville 2-1 over Woodward Granger. Beckman Catholic beat Western Dubuque 5-0. Denver over New Hampton 4-3. Wilton versus Iowa City Regina postponed last night. They'll play that game tonight instead. Girls State softball tournament continued yesterday in action yesterday in 1A consolation first round play. Colfax Mingo beat Montezuma 12-0. Akron Westfield over Belle Plaine 6-0. In quarterfinal round play in Class 3A, it was Albia over Boyden Hall Rock Valley 9-6. Mount Vernon beat Sioux Center 11-5. First round play in 4A saw Winterset beat Sergeant Bluff Luton 5-2. Oskaloosa in 8 innings, a 3-2 winner over Mount Pleasant. Charles City beat Fairfield 5-4. Ballard over Carlisle 11-5. In Class 5A first round play, Waukee beat Dowling Catholic 3-1. It was Cedar Rapids Kennedy over Johnston 7-4. Pleasant Valley in 9 innings, a 6-4 winner over West Des Moines Valley. And Urbandale beat Cedar Rapids Jefferson 6, make that 5-3. Action continues today with all kinds of consolation games. Today in the state softball tourney, the 1A consolation finals get underway this morning. Colfax Mingo plays Akron Westfield at 10. Montezuma plays Belle Plaine at noon. Also in 2A consolation action today at 10 o'clock this morning, Logan Magnolia faces North Union and Central Springs will play Waterloo Columbus. The winners will play in the fifth-place game, the losers in the seventh-place game. In the 3A consolations, West Marshall plays Humboldt, and Boyden Hall Rock Valley will play Sioux Center. Those are 10 o'clock this morning as well. The fifth and seventh-place games will be played today also. In 4A consolations, it'll be Sergeant Bluff Luton versus Mount Pleasant and Fairfield versus Carlisle at noon. And those games will determine the fifth and seventh place games, which will be late this afternoon. And also at noon today in 5A, Dowling Catholic plays Johnston. West Des Moines Valley faces Cedar Rapids Jefferson with the fifth and seventh place games a little bit later on after those contests. Well, Michael Wacha threw a three-hitter for his first career shutout. Matt Carpenter had four hits, and the St. Louis Cardinals beat the New York Mets 5-0 Tuesday night. In other National League play, Pittsburgh over Milwaukee 4-3. Philadelphia beat Miami 5-2. Arizona 11-2 over Cincinnati. Chicago beat Atlanta 5-1. Colorado 9-7 over San Diego. In interleague play, the Dodgers beat the White Sox 1-0. Washington over the L.A. Angels 4-3. San Francisco beat Cleveland in 10 innings 2-1. Nicholas Castellanos homered twice and drove in five runs. Detroit scored five in the second inning, and the Tigers cruised from there to a 9-3 win over the Kansas City Royals last night. In other American League action, Baltimore beat Texas 12-1, Boston over Toronto in 15 innings 5-4. Yankees beat Minnesota 6-3, Houston over Seattle 6-2, Tampa Bay beat Oakland 4-3. In Pacific Coast League play, Iowa beat Nashville 16-7, Omaha 9-7 winners over Colorado Springs. Couple of deals in Major League Baseball yesterday. The New York Yankees acquired infielder Todd Frazier and relievers David Robertson and Tommy Conley from the White Sox for reliever Tyler Clippard and three prospects. That deal announced Tuesday night, less than 2 weeks before the non-waiver trade deadline. Also yesterday, Arizona Diamondbacks acquired star outfielder J.D. Martinez from the Detroit Tigers for a package of prospects, hoping to solidify a troubled spot while making a run toward the playoffs. And a 3-9 record won't provide a football program with a lot of momentum, but Iowa State coach Matt Campbell hopes the way his Cyclones finished the 2016 season carries over to the start of the new season. Iowa State played its best football during the final month with Big 12 wins over Kansas and Texas Tech, as well as close losses to Kansas State and Oklahoma.
I'm proud and I'm encouraged by what our football team has been able to do as we, you know, put an end to last football season. I think learned some great lessons across the board, and really you saw our football team, I think, get better as last football season went on.
Campbell made his comments at the Big 12 Media Day and says the final month provided a dose of confidence heading into the offseason. He says as last season progressed, the Cyclones figured out what it takes to win.
And so much of it is about the process that it takes to become successful and the day-in, day-out growth. As we get to monitor it now and be able to be with our guys through the months of spring and certainly the summers, June, July, and August, it's been really a great reward to watch this football team continue to grow together and come together.
The Cyclones will open up their season at home September 2nd. They'll face off against Northern Iowa. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.